my last episode, which was episode 31, 5 Tips for Mindful Eating, I talked a bit about listening to your body's cues and eating when you're hungry and stopping when you're full. Well, I thought it would be a good idea to dive more into that topic, which you probably know as intuitive eating. And actually, in these next two episodes, I'm going to talk about two very different perspectives when it comes to eating and weight loss. I'm going to talk about intuitive eating, and I'm also going to talk about IIFYM, also known as if it fits in your macros. Stick around if you want more insight or more clarity, or if one of these methods is right for you, or you just want to hear my perspective. All right, let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic weight loss and accountability coach, and I am pumped to be here today. Not for any other reason other than I just love sharing information, empowering you, and helping you on your health and wellness journey or your weight loss journey or whatever it is. I get really excited to do that. So it's a beautiful day here. I love, 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 love this time of year. And I love, love, love this time of year. And I am just soaking in as much of it as I can. So let's dive into intuitive or mindful eating and IIFYM. And just so you know, I'll probably get all sorts of tongue-tied. So you might hear me refer to it as macros-based eating as well. So if you've been on a journey to lose weight for any amount of time, then I'm pretty sure that you've heard of intuitive eating and macros-based eating. And you probably have tried one or both, or you might just be wondering which one is better. Now, I'm going to skip to the end and tell you that it really depends on each person and their goals as to whether or not they should choose one or the other. But before you turn me off, I'm going to share some information about each one of these that I know will be helpful on your journey. So just hang with me, okay? And if you don't want to hang with me, then share it with a friend because sharing is caring, ladies. All right, so I'm going to keep it super simple. Life, as you know, is complex enough, so I'm going to keep it simple for the win. So simply put, intuitive eating is listening to your body. It's all about tuning into your body's natural signals and instincts when it comes to eating. It means trusting your body to guide you in making food choices rather than following a diet of some sort or some sort of meal plan. Now, IIFYM, if it fits in your macros or macros-based eating, that revolves around tracking your macronutrients. You know the ones I'm talking about, the macronutrients that I talk about in almost every single episode. You know the proteins, the carbs, and the fats. Yes, I'm talking about those. So in this approach, you track your macros to meet specific daily targets that you set or that are set based on some goals that you are trying to obtain, be it to lose weight, to maintain weight, or body composition, meaning to lose fat and build muscle. And I actually did an episode on body composition, by the way. Check out episode 29 if you missed that one. So that was the rundown on both intuitive eating and macros-based eating. But for today's episode, let's focus on intuitive eating, what it's all about, some of the benefits, and some of the challenges. And I'm also going to share my perspective on intuitive eating as well, because as you've guessed, I have tried it, and you might be surprised at my thoughts, so hang with me. So I talked about the simple meaning of intuitive eating, but let's dive just a bit deeper. So intuitive eating is all about giving yourself unconditional permission to eat the foods that you love without the guilt, without the thoughts of, I know I shouldn't have eaten that, but I just had to have it, or I wish I hadn't have eaten that. Now, this can be pretty tricky, ladies, especially when we're so used to always following some sort of diet or meal plan, or we're always denying ourselves certain foods or even entire food groups. Intuitive eating, it's just the opposite of that because it rejects diet mentality. It not only rejects diet mentality, intuitive eating focuses on body awareness by encouraging you to listen to your body's hunger cues. It places emphasis on your emotional well-being by encouraging you to explore the emotional triggers behind your eating habits. It focuses on promoting self-compassion and body acceptance, and it places emphasis on no food restrictions. By enjoying all types of foods in moderation without calling them good or bad. Again, simply put, intuitive eating promotes a more mindful and holistic approach to eating. Now, keep in mind, I'm giving you a high-level overview, and of course, there has been a lot of research, and there is quite the, and I'll put air quote, movement, if you will, regarding eating intuitively. Dietitians Evelyn Tribal and Elish Resch, and I'm probably butchering their names, so forgive me, but they actually coined the term intuitive eating in their 1995 book, Intuitive Eating, A Revolutionary Diet Approach, in which they outlined 10 key principles. Now, keep in mind that everything that is old is new again. And according to a 2021 article in Medical News Today, they weren't actually the first to teach this method. And I'm going to link that article as well as their information in the show notes if you want to do some additional research. But nonetheless, there has been proven benefit to this method of eating. One study that I found, again, I'm going to link that in the show notes, suggests that intuitive eating may be associated with lower risk of high weight status, lower engagement in dieting, unhealthy weight control behaviors, and binge eating. So what's the magic pill or secret sauce when it comes to intuitive eating? You're probably wondering. It cannot just be listening to your body, LaDawn. Well, there really isn't any secret sauce, and the concepts are pretty simple. Now, of course, just because it's straightforward and simple, that does not mean it's easy, right? We all know that. But the concepts are simple. Listening to your body's natural hunger and fullness cues, eat when you're hungry, honoring your cravings without guilt. If you eat it, don't feel guilty, just eat it and move on. Rejecting the diet mentality and embracing body positivity and cultivating a healthy relationship with food and your body. All of those points are the secret sauce, if you will, of eating intuitively. So I'm reading your mind and you're wondering, what are some of the benefits of eating intuitively? And are people actually successful in losing and or maintaining weight loss? So let's start with some of the benefits. And there are a number of benefits, but I'm going to talk about the three that resonated with me and three that I think will be of interest to you. So the first one is improved mental and emotional well-being when it comes to food. See, because if you're letting go of the diet mindset and restrictive eating, you can begin to create a healthier relationship with food and your body. The second benefit is an enhanced body image and self-esteem. Intuitive eating encourages body positivity and self-acceptance. And over time, this approach helps you to appreciate your body for what it can do rather than how it looks, which in turn leads to better self-esteem and body confidence. The third benefit is sustainable and long-term weight management. Now, this is where I'm going to interject my experience. For years and years and years, I had the diet mindset. That comes from competing. I was either fully committed to a diet or I was fully committed to eating any and everything that wasn't nailed down. There was no in between. There was no happy medium. Now, I didn't decide overnight that I said I was going to say, okay, now I'm going to start intuitively eating. But over time, I became less and less focused on the calories and the grams and all that jazz. And I became more focused on simply asking myself, LaDawn, are you really hungry? Are you really, really hungry? Just pausing and asking myself that question, which I think I talked about that in my last episode. Pausing and asking that question has been a real game changer for me. Because eating sugary snacks and not just eating sugary snacks, but overeating really sugary snacks, that had been a real challenge for me. Pausing myself before I got the snack and seeing if I was really hungry and not just triggered to eat has helped me to greatly reduce all that unnecessary snacking, which has helped me to maintain a weight that I'm really comfortable with. See, intuitive eating focuses on sustainable habits. And as you know, your girl is all about the habits. By listening to our body and eating in tune with its signals, we're more than likely to maintain a stable, healthy weight in the long run, which has been the actual case for me. Now, some of the challenges, which there are some challenges to eating intuitively, are overcoming the mindsets and beliefs about food. Years of dieting and what society tells us can create mindsets around food that are so hard to shake and change. Changing our perspective and embracing a positive, intuitive approach takes time and it takes patience, ladies. You have to change the negative self-talk, which I actually talked about that in my last episode, and reframe your thoughts around food. The second challenge to intuitive eating is dealing with emotional triggers and stressors without turning to food. Many of us, self-included, definitely self-included, use food as a coping mechanism for stress, sadness, or even boredom. Because it can become an automatic, before you know it, you have inhaled a whole bag of chips kind of thing. And this can be a real challenge. So to overcome this, and I'm here to tell you, you can overcome it because I did. You have to find ways to cope with the emotion, like practicing mindfulness, journaling, or exercising. And before you say it, I know it isn't always practical to journal or exercise when you're triggered, which is why I highly recommend mindfulness. That's something that you can do mentally without even having to do anything other than tune into your mind. Taking a beat and ask yourself, what am I feeling and why? Having that internal dialogue and learning healthier coping mechanisms is a crucial part of intuitive eating. Now, the third challenge is patience and persistence in this whole intuitive eating process. And as you know, changing our mindset or the way we think about something takes time and persistence. So it is key that you are so patient and compassionate with yourself and know that there are going to be missteps and things are going to happen. But that is part of the process. Celebrating any wins, like deep breathing and counting to 10 instead of snacking, will help you stay motivated and committed to the intuitive eating process. So if this approach is new to you, then how do you begin? You're probably wondering. Don't worry, girl, I got you. Here are three things to get you started. There are a number of things, but here are three things to get you started. The first one is start with mindful eating practices. I actually gave 5 tips in my last episode, episode 31, so check those 5 tips out. The second way to get started is keeping a food journal. I highly, highly encourage you to write down what you eat and when you eat and how you felt both emotionally and physically, and this is the key, before and after eating. It's really good for you to do that, and if you can do that for at least a week or longer, which is actually better, you can become your own detective and try to identify patterns and triggers and emotional connections to food. Now, this is a way to self-reflect, ladies, self-reflect and not to self-judge. And the third way to start this process is to build a supportive group or community around you. Find friends or family members or an online community that align with intuitive eating. And if you need more one-on-one support, then I encourage you to find a coach or registered dietitian or a therapist who specializes in intuitive eating based on your area of need. They can provide professional guidance and encouragement for you based on your unique needs. I cannot stress the importance of surrounding yourself with positivity and understanding during this process, or actually any process that requires a mind shift. All right, ladies, so I'm going to wrap it up here, and I want you to stay tuned to the next episode where I will talk about IIFYM, or macros-based eating, and then I'm going to wrap up this series. And before you go, I want to remind you that if you want to be a part of a supportive group of women who are on the same journey as you, please join my Facebook community. I actually have a few more challenges coming up in the next few weeks that are focused on helping you stay on point and finish this year off strong. Or if you're needing one-on-one support, book a call with me and we can talk about your individual needs. Information for both the Facebook community and a one-on-one with me, they're linked below in the show notes. All right, so that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital Y. You. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.